Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, if you've been in the media for any length of time, Cam, and I know maybe it's worse for women, obviously, than it is for men, people think they just have the right to say whatever the hell they want about you, right?
Yep.
And you have to develop some pretty tough skin in order to deal with that, quite frankly. And if you don't, you're not going to last long in the business. There's no doubt about it. Sometimes you get told you need sensitivity training and all kinds of stupid things.
And that does happen.
I don't know. People have suggested that even this morning to me. I understand, but we'll deal with that later. Right now, I want to deal with Carissa Codell. Carissa is a news anchor down in Springfield, Missouri, and she's gone viral because she is calling out these idiots who send her really nasty notes online about her weight. I'll just say up front, Carissa, she's a beautiful young lady. By her own estimate, she's like 5'2 or 5'3, weighs about 180 pounds, right? So she gets viewers who think they have a right to just say whatever they want to her. She's taken to reading these on social media. And her Instagram account has got like 200,000 views on some of this stuff. Here's one of them, for example.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Brick wall, more like brick house. And I'm looking to move in. After the commercial, we're going to explain how you can securely lock your house to keep Brennan out.
It's a bunch of really funny stuff like that. Some of it borders on inappropriate. I mean, there are people that are really nasty with her.
Read another one. Do you have one?
Yeah, there are a couple on here. She's thicker than zoo glass is what one of them said. And her response to that was, who's zoo glass? I want to see what she looks like, right? I mean, obviously, she's got a good sense of humor about this. Let's see, where was the other? There's one more I wanted to read. Oh, she's the only fat nine I've ever seen. She loved that comment. She did. I mean, she had a great time with it online.
Funny. Did you ever get hate like that on TV?
I don't remember specifically weight-related comments. I mean, you always got people that, you know, don't like your tie or, I mean, people just feel free to just fire on you when you're on. And maybe like they're doing here on
social media
wasn't
around back then.
This morning. Yeah, well, that's true. There wasn't much social media.
You would get emails from people.
Or handwritten letters from people. telling you something.
Oh, yeah. I'd get people would be cursing me out and actually take time to handwrite me a letter or say I look like I gained weight. It's just so stupid.
My theory is Carissa Cordell. Is that did I say the name right? Carissa Codell, C-O-D-E-L, is going to, her career is going to blow up over this.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
People
she won't
be
in Springfield,
supporting
Illinois
her.
Very long, probably.
Yeah. All right, we're going to talk about somebody else. This is another news reporter who was on camera. This is actually in New Zealand, but she's on camera doing a report, and all of a sudden a bird smacks into her face while she's live on camera. You should see the video of this. It's pretty funny. It's like, remember the bird, the video of the people on the roller coaster and the bird flies into them?
Yes,
and because
yes.
of the wind, it's like stuck to them. It was kind of like that. It's like its wings are out and it just smacks into this girl's face.
While she's doing a live report?
While she's doing a live report.
That's terrifying.
I hate birds. Me too.
Jinx.
Wow. I didn't know that you two hated birds.
I used to have one. Her name was Rosie, and she flew away, and I'm sorry. Did she fly away, Kim? Well,
it's
up for debate, all right?
Yeah, when I can.
I thought you got
right. I didn't do that.
So here's a story that and we were talking about restaurant prices earlier and affordability. According to the New York Post, one thing that restaurants are seeing is that people are flocking to happy hour and ordering appetizers and skimping on entrees as affordability hits U.S. restaurants nationwide. Number one, I call BS. This is nothing new. I don't think this is anything new.
I was going to say, didn't they always do this?
Well, they've always given you like half price on chicken wings and stuff like that at a lot of restaurants. I know a lot of people that have done that for years, but now they're saying people are showing up at, this was the Martin City Brewery in Kansas City, where they shared meatball sliders, pretzel bites, and chicken wings, and two-for-one beer coupons for that and a cocktail. And their total bill was $51 versus the $75 they've typically spent on dinner at the same restaurant.
A lot of apps I've seen are now similar in price to a meal because they're assuming that you're going to split it. So you might have an app of wings, but it's $17. You might as well get an entree.
Or people eat the app as their meal.
Well, because sometimes they're just better appetizers.
Right.
The meals don't look that great on the menu.
They claim it's a trend. My guess is it's been going on all along.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So 72-year-old woman in Texas ends up getting hospitalized with several injuries after she was attacked by several geese. These geese
are mean.
They were attacking her for food.
Here's the thing.
She was feeding the ducks, which is not smart.
Where did this happen?
This is in Texas.
Okay. I don't know what the laws are in Texas, but they need to lift the laws protecting those things. Like, sometimes they nest outside of buildings, commercial buildings, and then they attack people as they try to walk in and out of the building. You're not allowed to hurt them because they're protected.
Oh, they hiss at you. And I, as a kid, was attacked by a goose.
But they don't have teeth.
No, but
grab them
mean.
By the neck and throw them out of the way.
I just am picturing you grabbing.
I would absolutely do that. And some idiot would get it on video, and I'd end up with federal charges against me. When it was the goose's fault to begin with.
Kids are scarred. Oh my gosh, Mark, that's such an image.
I'm sorry.
I
would do it.
Like swinging it around your head.
Take that, goose. All right. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. I'd do it to both of them. All right. So here's a story about a five-year-old boy who loved Chick-fil-A so much, he snuck out of his house to walk to the Chick-fil-A while his parents were apparently sleeping. He got up early one morning in Jacksonville, Florida, climbed out of bed, decided his parents needed more sleep, felt hungry. Rather than wake anybody up, the preschooler settled on a plan to walk to the Chick-fil-A, which was apparently just down the block. So in his little padded bare feet, barefoot outfit he had on, he walked down the street to the Chick-fil-A. Well, there's apparently body cam footage of the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office with the kid still in his nightshirt. And apparently utterly at ease with the cop. And they bought him a drink and tried to figure out where his family was. He had to walk him back to his house. I did this when I was 5 years old.
What?
My parents were outside working on the house, And there was a lady up at the local grocery store. It was called Albers. And every time I was there, she would give me candy. And I decided I wanted some candy. So I took off. And they found me like a half mile away.
Oh, my
I had
gosh.
Crossed a four-lane road. And some old ladies pulled over and grabbed me.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Sometimes you just want Chick-fil-A.
I'm just
candy.
Glad it wasn't on a Sunday, because we all crave Chick-fil-A on a
well,
Sunday, and then
true.
We remember it's
when
closed.
The Lord's chicken calls, you got to go.
And it always calls.
It does.
Coming up, we're going to get to Dan Buck is going to join us in the next hour. The Buck stops here about 7:35. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.